Hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion. I'll be brief. Does anyone in your
household... Okay, if it's brief.
Yeah. Does anyone... I'm sorry, ma'am. Anyone in your household...
I just said two.
Two what?
Two people in our household.
Two. I'm sorry. They work... And yeah, no, sorry, but I didn't finish the sentence, ma'am. My apologies. Does anyone in your household, or I work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. We're running along. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no? You say no, right? I'm sorry. Are you 18 or older? Are you registered to vote in Oregon? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. I know it's still a long few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And just for a statistical purpose only, making sure that we're talking with people in all ages in your community. Can you please tell me what is your age?
I'll just say I'm over 60.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. I'm moving right along. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you a white Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian? Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Now, Janelle Bynum from 0 to 100.
It's Bynum.
Bynum?
Bynum, Janelle Bynum.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the feedback. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's 0 to 100 how I feel about them.
Exactly. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Mm-hmm. What number will you give?
I would say 75.
Thank you, ma'am. And Jane, I'm sorry, McLeod from 0 to 100?
Yeah, it's Jamie McLeod Skinner. It's the
My
opponent.
Apologies.
You know, yeah, I'm kind of the same about both of them, 75.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 24th primary election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote, Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
Today I would vote for Jamie McLeod Skinner.
Thank you. And that will be, I'm sorry, you definitely will vote for Jamie McLeod Skinner, right? And if you have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
Yeah.
Did I say just a lot? Yes. Just some? Just only a little or no?
A lot.
Thank you. And what did you read, see, or heard about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress? Did I say that correctly, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Or close?
Yes.
Would you be supporting her much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Yeah, I don't know. Too confusing.
So how should I record your...
It depends what I learn in the next couple of weeks.
And that's a very smart thing to do. But how should I record your answer so we can move forward? Because the question is, will you be more or less likely to support her for Congress? Will you be much more likely to support her? Someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
So I understand the question, but I feel like I missed the very beginning of the question. What was the very first part of that question?
My apologies. The question says, what you read or see or heard about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress? Will you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you, ma'am. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I don't know. What's your highest number? Does it go up to 14?
Eighteen,
because I did college and then plus two more years.
Okay. Well, thank you for your patience, ma'am. Okay. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? How will you consider yourself?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Very educational.
Okay.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Bye-bye, man.
Okay. Bye.